The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We have here an individual, Rick Harrison. How many seasons have you had a show on TV for?
I just finished season 16.
I think that, you know, the president only had 14 seasons of The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Have you told him that you've got two more seasons?
He actually wanted me to be on it a few years, but I never could never schedule it. And there's only four primetime television shows that have gone over 500 episodes: Gunsmoke, Lassie, The Simpsons, and me.
Wow. Are you going to retire now? Is that it? Are you done? if you beat Lassie, I mean, seriously, you're done, right?
I still enjoy doing it. You know, some seasons I did 80 episodes. It was so popular.
Can you share with our listeners on America First just a little bit of your message today?
Okay, well, no, my message today, I mean, I explained to them how I grew up. You know, I had epilepsy when I was a kid really bad. And, you know, my dad was in the military, so I got, for 10 years of my life, I got government health care.
Yeah, oh,
you
know, my gosh.
Because I went to the military hospitals, everything like that. I never had a doctor for over 6 months.
Did you have to wait for treatment?
I mean, it was wait for everything. I mean, a doctor's appointment would literally, we'd get there at 7:30 in the morning, go to the records. We wouldn't get out of there at 4 o'clock because it was just this
and
massive.
That's a serious condition.
Yeah, this was it was just a big medical bureaucracy.
Right.
And no one
it's
really
a DMV.
Came. Yeah, I mean, it's a, I mean, that's what, oh, AOC, because I can't pronounce her. That's what she wants. She wants to go to the DMV for your medical care, because I did that for 10 years of my life, and I am massively – I got so many medical problems now because of government health care. it's just – I mean, like I was saying in the speech there, you either going to be evil or crazy to actually want this stuff, okay, or just really stupid because
– So which is it? You've got to make a diagnosis. You made a very – distinct statement there. Are these people just crazy or ignorant?
Well, I mean, you have like the ignorant ones who really are stupid, have no understanding of economics whatsoever, who believe in little fairies and everything, that this stuff can actually happen. Or you have the really evil people like Cory Booker and things like that, who know this stuff is impossible. They know it's impossible. Okay? But they go out there and tout to say they're going to do it just so they can get votes. And that may just, to me, that just makes you a bad person. If you're going to run for governor or any type of office, you should be doing it for the right reasons. Not to make you, you know, like it's been said plenty of times, politics is acting for ugly people.
you must have had the youngest audience in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
The speech.
I mean,
everybody grew up on your show.
Everyone in college right now grew up watching me. So,
you're a powerful messenger, Rick Harrison, right?
Yeah, I mean, young people listen to me because, you know, people love to learn history. They love to learn things. In general, they'd prefer to hear it from their uncle as instead of a college professor looking down their nose at you.
Right. Or telling them what they should say.
Yeah.
Right? Being politically correct.
Okay.
Right?
And if you watch my show, it's all about capitalism. I mean, that's from start to finish. My show is all about capitalism.
Can you share with us, as a very successful businessman, what have the last 2 years been like for you? Less busy?
Oh, no, it's been
more
amazing.
Busy?
It's been amazing. I mean, because literally, I just was like, you know what? If Trump doesn't win, I'm not going to open up any more businesses. Because it's not
wow.
worth it. No, I mean, you think about it. I mean, you got these Democrats wanting a 70% top tax bracket. Say you open a business in California, 70% off the top, plus 13%, yeah. plus every other tax. It's impossible to make money at those rates. I mean, you risk capital. I mean, like, I'm opening up another gallery in Vegas,
uh-huh.
and yeah, it's going to cost me $2 million. Okay, if... It would never be worth it to put that kind of money in, because there's always the risk that it will fail.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And then, and then if it does do successful, just give all the money to the government? There's no point.
So the last 2 years have been good?
It's been amazing. Literally, it's the fake news. I love your hat right there. I mean, everything he has done. I mean, record unemployment. He's getting rid of regulations. It was just like...
So, okay, if it's been that good, do you think that the old saying holds that it's going to be the pocketbooks and in 2020 he's a shoo-in? Well, where's your gut?
Well, here's my gut. If the Republicans keep on doing the same campaigns they've been doing, they're going to lose. Because
wow, listen to this man, Wise.
No, I mean, trust me, I've been on television for years. I know what the American people... When you have the Republicans doing the exact same campaign as the Democrats do, But then you have the fake news on the other side pumping the Democrats. You're outnumbered. They have to get on television, look straight into the camera and says, my opponent accuses me of this. This is the explanation. And my opponent believes in abortion at 9 months.
Wow.
I mean, they got to get – that is why Donald Trump won, because he got right in your face and told you how he feels. And when they're just trying to pussyfoot around everything.
If there's anybody who understands communications, it's Rick Harrison. Follow him on Instagram. His Twitter game, we got to work on your Twitter game. Rick_Harrison. And if you want to support a worthy cause, it's the Epilepsy Foundation.
Epilepsy Foundation, okay. Board of Directors forever. Send us some money. We always
all right,
take it.
Rick Harrison, thank you so much for joining us. You're a great American.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.